On reaching the corner of Marylebone and Baker Streets, I stopped and gazed north toward 221B. This familiar avenue was also changing. The underground station had been installed and expanded several times and now served two lines. In the mornings and again in the afternoons, the doors of the station would open and both disgorge and swallow thousands of busy working men and women. Adjacent to the pavement, shops and tradesmen's stalls had come and gone. Across the street from 221B was another rooming house managed by Mrs. Hudson's friend, Mrs. Turner. The occupants of that establishment were constantly changing, and having moved away from the neighbourhood, I could never keep track of them. The house immediately opposite my former abode, in which Holmes and I had overpowered the devilish Colonel Moran, was once again empty and advertised to let. Immediately below my old rooms, an enterprising couple had opened a sandwich shop and offered lunches delivered in under 5 minutes. 221B itself, thankfully, had not changed. Sherlock Holmes still lived there and carried on his now famous investigations, dutifully attended to and fussed over by the long-suffering Mrs. Hudson. He still devoted himself to the relentless pursuit of justice and the undoing of an endless succession of criminals. For the greater part, he continued to act alone, keeping Scotland Yard...